人再一次又聚集在他的面前。
Thank the Lord that we are once again allowed to gather before Him.
让我们可以来听主自己的话语。
So we may listen to His own words.
因为只有神的道像两刃的利剑，能够刺入人的心思与意念。
And only His words is like a sharp-edged sword that can pierce people's hearts.
主的道也像水一样能够洁净他的教会。
And His words are like water can cleanse His church.
在这些日子里面，我们实在看见的光临到我们。
In these days, we can truly see that God's light is upon us.
让许多隐藏的事情都一件一件的暴露在我们自己的眼前。
So many things that are hidden are now revealed.
常常叫我们羞愧的连头都抬不起来。
Often to cause us to be so shameful that we cannot even lift up our heads.
我们以为我们很好。
We thought we were doing well.
我们以为我们与神的关系很正常。
We thought we have a normal relationship with God.
但是每一次神用他的话，用他的光照亮我们的时候，我们常常看见了我们的真相。
Every time God uses His words and His light to shine upon us so that we can see the truth.
叫我们里面恐惧战惊。
Cause us to fear and shake with Him.
所以我这些日子的祷告乃是真是求神让我们有一个谦卑悔改真正悔改的心。
So these, my prayer these days is for us to have this true humble and a willing heart to repent.
让我们 在他的面前有一个新的转机。
So we may have a new change before Him.
这是我心里面很深很深的一个感觉。
So this is my feeling that's been within my heart these days.
我们过去把旧约讲完了。
So we talked about Old Testament in past.
两个礼拜前我结束了马拉基书。
So 2 weeks ago I finished the book of Malachi.
那我们这个系列叫做天上的异象。
So this series is called Heavenly Visions.
我的负担是把从创世纪起神在人类的历史中是怎么样对人做工说话。
So my burden is to share with everyone how throughout history God speaks and works for people.
他盼望借着每一个活生生的人他们怎么样跟神建立这一个奇妙的关系。
And we will study how these people establish their wonderful relationship with God.
这些人怎么样在地上生活为主做见证。
How these people live on this earth and become testimony for Him.
他们眼睛怎么样被神打开。
How their eyes were opened by God.
他们的一生被这个异象天上的异象所控制。
How their entire life is controlled by this heavenly vision.
他们活出一个生活是跟这个世界的人不一样的生活。
So that they live out this life that's different from people around in this world.
这件事不单单是写在圣经的旧约里头。
So these things are not only written in the Old Testament.
你会发现神一直在做同样的事情在新约的时代。
You discover that God does the same thing in the New Testament.
所以今天起我就要进入新约的这个圣经里头。
So from today on I'll enter into the New Testament.
我们要继续来看神在新约的时代怎么样做工，怎么样引导他的教会，他的儿女。
And we'll continue to see how God works in the New Testament time, how He guides His church and His children.
我们打开路加福音。
Let's turn the book of Luke.
我们要从第一章来看起。
We'll read from chapter 1.
我们从先看第五节。
We'll look at verse 5.
我们从第五节读到第十七节。
We'll read from verse 5 to 17.
对，中文一节，英文一节，我们轮流把这一段圣经念完。
I'll alternate between reading in Chinese and English.
中文先开始第五节。
Chinese starts.
当犹大王希律的时候，亚巴里班里一个祭司名叫撒加利亚，妻子是亚伦的后人，名叫以利沙伯。
They were both righteous in the sight of God, walking blamelessly in all the commandments and requirement of the Lord. Now it happened that while he was performing his priestly service before God in the appointed order of his division, and the whole multitude of the people were in prayer outside at the hour of the incense offering. Zacharias was troubled when he saw the angel, and fear gripped him. You will have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth. And he will turn many of the sons of Israel back to the Lord their God.
And
let's skip to in the same chapter.
67节,
verse 67.
75节,
verse 67 to 75.
对不起，就念到79节吧。
From 67 to 79.
对。也是一样轮流来读哈。
Just the same will alternate.
他六十七节中文，他父亲撒加利亚被圣灵充满，就说预言。
Blessed be the Lord our God of Israel, for he has visited us and accomplished redemption for his people. And as he spoke by the mouth his holy prophet from of old.
拯救我们脱离仇敌和一切碰我们之人的手。
To show mercy toward our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. To grant us that we, being rescued from the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear.And you, child, will be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go on before the Lord to prepare his ways. Because of the tender mercy of our God, with which the sunrise from on high will visit us.
这里最后这几句话我们特别注意一下。
So pay more attention to the last few verses.
78节，因我们神怜悯的心肠，叫清晨的日光从高天临到我们，要照亮坐在黑暗中死荫里的人，把我们的脚引到平安的路上。
Verse 78 and 79, because of the tender mercy of our God with which the sunrise from on high will visit us, to shine upon those who sit in darkness and the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace.
这里是一个非常形象的一个图画。
This is a visual, very visual description.
好像一个漫漫的长夜。
It's like this long dark night.
忽然间破晓了，阳光从高天照下来。
And all of a sudden dawn breaks and the sunlight beams down.
这个就是整个新约跟旧约交界的时候的那一段时光。
So this is time between the Old Testament era and the New Testament era.
我们回到我们前面讲马拉基书最后的两句话。
Let's return to Book of Malachi, the last two words.
就是马拉基书第四章。
It's in Book of Malachi,
第五节跟第六节，这是旧约的结束的最后两句话。
5:5-6, this is the last two verses in the Old Testament.
马拉基四章五节六节。
Book of Malachi, chapter 4, verse 5 and 6.
中文第五节，英文第六节。
Chinese verse 5,
看
到，
耶和华大而可畏之日未到以前， 我必差遣先知以利亚到你那里那里去。
He will restore the hearts of the fathers to their children and the hearts of the children to their fathers, so that I will not come and smite the land with a curse.
这是个预言。
This is a prophecy.
讲到有一天那一个应许的弥赛亚要来。
It talks about that one day this, the Messiah that was promised will come.
他要带进神的审判。
And he'll bring along with him God's judgment.
是一个可怕的日子。
It's a fearful day.
但是神应许说他要打发一个使者来准备人心，让我们能够有一个出路。
But yet he said he will send forth a messenger to prepare people's heart so that we may have a way.
免得咒诅遍地。
So that God may not smite the land.
那现在我们刚刚读的路加福音，你就会发现，这是这句话的一部分的应验。
So as we read Luke, you'll realize that this is partial fulfillment of that prophecy.
因为刚刚我们读第一章的这个十七节的时候，他说这个施洗约翰就是要生的这个小孩，他必有以利亚的心智能力，行在主的面前，叫为父的心转向儿女，叫悖逆的人转从义人的智慧。
As it is said in Luke chapter 1 verse 17, is he who will go as a forerunner before him in the spirit and power of Elijah to run the hearts of the father back to the children and the disobedient to the attitude of the righteous.
有为主预备何用的百姓。
So as to make ready a people prepared for the Lord.
所以你就知道神在历史中一直在找人。
So as you know, God is constantly looking for people throughout history.
叫做合用的百姓。
Looking for people that's prepared for him.
那我最后一篇这个旧约的结束的时候，我的题目有谁还记得呢？
So does anybody still remember the title, the last message for the Old Testament?
我的宝贝，对了。
My precious, my treasure.
对，就是说，在一个黑暗的时代里头。
In other words, that in a dark time,
好像所有的事情都朝一个灭亡的路走过去。
It seems that all things are going towards the way of destruction.
好像你有一个感觉，好像大势已去，无可回转。
You feel like the entire situation cannot be changed.
神说，我还在找一群即使不可为而为之的人。
But God said, I'm still looking for a group of people who's prepared for him.
在马拉基书叫做我们中文圣经翻译是什么？特特属我的子民。
In the book of Malachi in Chinese, it's those people who especially belongs to him.
但是英文不是这样翻的，就是第三章的十七节。
It's different in English version, which is in chapter 3, verse 17. It says, his own possession.
对，这是 New American Standard Translation. 你对 NIV 的翻译就还更表达的清楚一点。
So my possession is this translation in the NASB version, but in the NIV version it's more clear.
他说是我的宝贝。
In the NIV version it says it's my treasure.
还有一个形容词。
My precious.
Special, 非常特殊的 treasure.
It's special treasure.
那么所以你就知道虽然是黑暗的事情。
So as you can see, even though the surrounding is very dark,
很多的事情你看了都叫你丧气。
And a lot of things may discourage you that you see.
但是神却给我们有一个出路。
But yet God allows us to see an exit.
这是在我们每一个基督徒要知道神怎么做事。
And this is what every Christian needs to know in this dark time.
那今天我要讲的是从马拉基书结束以后到我们刚刚开始念到施洗约翰要出生。 这段时间。
What I would like to share about is the time period between the end of the book of Malachi to the time when John the Baptist was born.
这里到底隔了多久的时间？
So how long was that time period?
也就是说，新约跟旧约中间差多少年？
In other words, what's the gap between the Old Testament and New Testament?
那么读历史的人，圣经历史的人告诉我们，整整四百年。
Those who read Bible history tells us that it's 400 years.
也就是说，神有四百年不向人说话。
In other words, God has kept silent for 400 years.
没有启示，没有先知，没有任何的话语。
There are no revelations, no prophets.
那你想，如果父母亲不再跟儿女说话，或者丈夫与妻子也不再说话了，不是一天。不是两天，是一年、两年、五年、十年。请问这是什么日子？
So if you think about what kind of days are these when the parents will not speak to their children, or the wife, or the wife or husband will not speak with each other for not days but years at a time? What kind of life are they living?
我想我们没有人会说这是个很幸福的日子，他们终于不讲话了。
I don't think any one of us will say this is a very lucky time, a very happy time because they're not talking to each other anymore.
刚刚好相反。
It's the exact opposite.
这是很可怕的日子。
It's a very fearful day.
为什么可怕？
And the reason is,
因为神跟人中间的交通断掉了。
Because there are no more communication between God and man.
为什么说话的神忽然间不说话，而且一停四百年？
And why would God, who usually speaks to his people, keep silent for 400 years?
因为人不要听了。
Because people are not willing to hear.
因为在马拉基书的时候，神每一次讲话，人就要讲嘴跟神说，哪里有这回事啊？
Because every time in the book of Malachi that God speaks, the people always fall back.
所以神讲了又讲，神的儿女不承认，不愿意听，把耳朵塞起来。
They constantly argue with him. Every time God says something, they are not willing to hear.
所以当神在那边讲而人不听的时候，最后神只有说什么？
And so when God's speaking and people are not willing to hear, what can he do?
那只好说算了。
And all he could say is,
对不对？父母对儿女也是如此，丈夫与妻子之间也是如此。如果一直讲讲讲讲了几十年不听，那最后只好不讲。
That's the same in our relationship with parents and children or between spouses, that if we constantly say something, the other side is not listening, we'll just stop.
这是自然的结果。
This is a natural occurrence.
那么这四百年是怎么样的一个日子呢？
So what are these 400? What's the condition within these 400 years?
那我们就必须去看一些历史的书了。
Then we need to look through the historical books.
那我就发现，在这四百年的里头，虽然表面上看起来神没有说话了。
So it's described that in these 400 years, even though it seemed like God didn't say anything,
但是神并没有不管了。
But yet God did not give up on his people.
因为我们的神仍然是历史的主，他掌管整个人类的历史。
Because he is still the controller of our history.
他还是在那里准备这个环境。
And he's constantly preparing the environment.
人虽然刚硬，不要神。
Even though people have become hard and do not want to accept God,
但是神却仍然默默地在那里做事。
Yet he is still doing work.
那么这个四百年大概犹太人经过什么样的一段历史？
So what did they experience in these 400 years, the Israelites?
那历史书告诉我们，他们经过六段的历史。
So the history book tells us they experienced six time periods.
他们这六段历史是。第一段就是他们在那个 马拉基的时代是波斯王掌权的时候。
So the first time period is, as is described in the book Malachi, that they're under the rule of Persia.
你知道那个时候的这个有名的这个人，就是在圣经历史中有名的人是尼希米。
There's this famous person, Nehemiah.
那尼希米的那个时候的王就是什么？亚达学西王
，Artaxerxes。And the king at that time, Artaxerxes。
那个就是波斯王朝。
This is the king of Persia。
那就是今天的什么
？And that's today's
伊朗。
Iran。
伊朗当年是 天下第一强国。
Back in those days, Iran is the biggest, strongest country.
那么，犹太人呢，在那个时候有相当的自主权，大祭司是可以像像总督一样在管理这个巴勒斯坦。
And so during that time, the Israelites still have this power to rule themselves, and so the high priest is sort of in have this power to rule over the people.
就在那一段时间，这些回来的犹太人，从巴比伦回来的犹太人，他们在巴勒斯坦重建了。圣殿，然后又形成了一个严密的一个宗教制度。
And so these people who returned from Babylon, they rebuilt the temple and they established this very complex religious system.
但是我说过，在重建圣殿的时候，他们灵性的光景是非常的高。
So as I said before, that during the time when they rebuilt the temple, their spiritual condition is very high.
但是在短短的大概五六十年之内，这个属灵的光景就一直下。退步的一塌糊涂。
But in only 50 or 60 years, it just went downhill.
但是那个时候就形成了会堂。
And there they built synagogues.
形成了文士的制度。
Sopharians.
然后形成了拉比的制度。
And also rabbis.
然后建立了很多的这些犹太的经典。
And they also established a lot of the Talmuds.
然后这个波斯王朝就亡于。你如果看那个大金像，丹以理书里面的那个大象。
If you look at in the book of Daniel the big statue，
最荣耀的那个王是叫做巴比伦，就是尼布扎尼撒，是金头，后来就变成银胸。
And it's the statue of their greatest king who had a gold was made of gold. His head, the statue of the head is
golden head.
Golden head.
然后呢 ，silver breast，
and his breasts were made of silver，
那就是马代与波斯这个王朝
，and that's the
Persia， 对，那么再下去呢，第三段历史呢
，and the third history was，
铜符
，and his abdomen were made of bronze，
那就是希腊
，and that's Greek，
啊，所以从波斯王以后到了过了就是说。就马拉基书完了以后，大概过了六十年，就亚历山大大帝出现了。
So after about 60 years, end of the Book of Malachi, Alexander the Great appeared.
亚历山大出现的时候，他是征服了从欧洲一直打到亚洲。
Alexander conquered land between Europe and all the way to Asia.
他最大的一个据历史告诉我们，他最大的遗憾就是。天下都给他打完了，没得打。
And history tells us his greatest regret was that he had no more land to conquer.
啊，然后他就得到一个，他忽然间得到重病就死了。
And all of a sudden he got an illness that caused him to die.
但是他是一个很了不起的皇帝。
But he's truly a great emperor.
他了不起在哪里呢
？And the reason he's so great is
因为他的武功征服了当时的世界。
Because he was able to conquer the entire world by force.
他就把希腊的文化就普遍的扩大。从欧洲一直带到亚洲。
He spread the Greek culture from all the way from Europe to Asia.
所以当时所有的这些犹太人就在这个大环境里头，就从希伯来文化转型到希腊文化里头去了。
So all these Israelites they changed from the Hebrew culture to the Greek culture.
所以在犹太人中间就出现一批的新的文化人士，叫做希腊化的犹太人。
So among them appear a group of Israelites who now are adapted to the Greek ways, to the Greek culture.
什么叫做希腊化？它有一个特别的名词叫做这个。
Or in other words, they're called the Hellenistic Jews.
对，这是一个，就是说，就像保罗是这种人。
Paul is a Hellenistic Jew.
他学会了所有希腊的文化。
He learned all the Greek culture.
但是自己又有很深的以色列文。希伯来文化的背景。
But yet he himself also had a very deep Hebrew background.
所以你有一次看到保罗跑到雅典去讲道。
So once you can see that Paul once went to Athens to preach.
他能够讲得出来希腊诗人是谁，你们的思想是什么。
So he is able to describe to them what are Greek way of thinking.
啊， 彼得就没这个文化。
Peter does not have this.
彼得是大渔夫，没办法。
He is just a fisherman, so he can't do this.
搞不懂这些希腊的哲学。
He cannot understand the way of the Greek philosophy.
所以你就知道，这个亚历山大的大帝虽然他的历史不长，可是他对整个欧亚的文化的影响是很深远的，一直到罗马的帝国都还是在这一个影响之下。
So you can see that Alexander's empire may not last that long, but however, his effect has long lasting.
然后他死了以后，他有四个将军把他的帝国分成四大块，中间有一块就是埃及。
And then after he died, his general split his kingdom into four parts, and one of which is Egypt.
那么这个在埃及的时候呢，圣经就开始翻译成，就是旧约圣经就翻译成希腊文了。
So it's in Egypt that the Old Testament is translated into Greek.
那么就是我们有一本很有名的希腊文的圣经，叫做七十亿译本。
So there's a very famous Greek version of the translated Bible of the Old Testament. It's called the
七十四译本.
It's a translation by 70 scholars.
就是从希伯来文的圣经旧约翻译成当时世界语言，就是希腊文。
And they translated from Hebrew into the world language of that time, which is Greek.
这有什么意义呢？
And what does that mean?
就是神就开始准备这一个神的福音要从犹太人转向什么？外邦人。
And what that means is that God's gospel is preparing to be spread from Israel to the others.
因为以前这个福音完全是关闭在犹太人的这个范围里头。
Because before the gospel is only living among the Israelites.
所以经过亚历山大的这个征服，他所下的命令，然后你就开始发现整个这个希伯来文化的东西开始所谓的希腊化。
And so by Alexander's his conquering of the countries, you can see that the Hebrew culture now starting to turn into Greek.
然后另外一块就是他的四个将军，另外有一块就是叙利亚。
And then another piece that the general took is called Syria.
那么在叙利亚这个地方呢，你就会发现有保守的犹太人跟这个现代化的犹太人。
And you can see that there are these Hasidic Jews and also the Hellenistic Jews.
那么这些犹太人呢，你就会发现就开始有文化的冲突。
And you can see there's a cultural difference, a cultural clash between these two groups.
那么这就形成了，就是我们在新约圣经所看见的两大派的犹太的神学，一个叫做法利赛学派。一个是撒都盖人的学派。
And that forms what we see the two school of thought in the New Testament, one of which is the Pharisees, the other one is the Sadducees.
我也没越讲越玄，你们已经完全是迷失了。
Are you lost? Yeah.
这都是在那个四百年中间演绎发生的一些事情。
These all events happen in those 400 years.
所以，为要让我们能够进入新约的情况，我要把这个过渡时期让大家有一个了解。
In order for us to better understand New Testament, I need to describe this transitional period to everyone.
然后就有一个人出现在犹太人的历史里头，一个叫马可比的。
And then someone called Maccabee appeared.
他起来，因为他爱国，他觉得我们犹太人为什么做人家的殖民地，我们要独立自主。
Because he's a patriot, and he thought, why should we be a colony to others? We need to be independent.
那么所以他就起来所谓革命。
And so he started a revolution.
那么但是这段历史却不是按照神的旨意来的。
Because this history is not happening according to the will of God.
是人的主观愿望搞的革命。并没有在神的旨意上跟神的心意合拍的，所以圣经并不纪念他们。
It's a revolution according to man's will, not according to God's plan, since therefore the Bible did not record this.
所以呢，不管怎么样，在这段时间就形成这两个政党的对立了，就是法利赛人跟撒都盖人。
Irregardless, this is time when the Pharisees and such the Sadducees become opposing forces.
然后这一个所谓在当时的这一个革命党
And so this revolutionary group party was destroyed by the Romans.
所以你看那个大象的那个历史, 从金头, 迎兄, 同福, 最后进到的,
so you can see from that great statue that it started with golden heads and silver breasts and then bronze abdomen and finally to only steel foot legs. Metal legs.
Right. 那这就是罗马历史的开始。
So this is the beginning of the Roman history.
那么所以你就知道这个在主耶稣还没有降生以前罗马人已经来到了巴勒斯坦。
So you can see that before the birth of Jesus, the Romans had already come to
Palestine.
Oh, Palestine.
那么为什么神要让 就是在耶稣出生的时候是罗马的掌权呢?
So why is it that Jesus is born in a time when the Romans were the ruling power?
有没有想过这个问题?
Have you thought about that?
为什么耶稣出生的时候神是选这个timing? 因为你如果照这个加拉太书四章四节这句话,
So why did he choose this timing? But if you look at the book of
加拉太书,
第一句话。 If you look at the book of
Galatians, 你打开四章四节,
chapter 4, verse 4,
保罗这样告诉我们,
and he said,
及至时候满足, 神就差遣他的儿子, 为女子所生, 且生在律法以下。
Galatians chapter 4 verse 4, But when the fullness of the time came, God sent forth his son, born of a woman, born under the law.
这里头一句话是说, 当时候满足。
And the very first section is that when fullness of the time came.
什么意思叫做时候满足?
What does it mean by fullness of time came?
如果你把你自己放在神的地位,
You put yourself in place of God.
你要打发你的儿子到这个世界来。
You want to send forth your son to this world.
你希望你的儿子降生在哪一个时代呢?
When do you want your son to be born?
对不对? 这个timing is everything.
So it's timing is everything.
对不对? 时间是一切事情的最重要的因素。
Timing is the very essential part of everything.
所以你 你要耶稣生在哪一个时代?
When would you like? What time period would you like Jesus?
那你会发现神就选罗马人的时代。
And you will discover that God has chosen the time of the Romans.
耶稣没有降生在其他的时间, 他为什么在这个时间?
Jesus did not born in other time period, but why did he choose this time period?
圣经说这个时候时间满足了。
And it said in the Bible that the fullness of the time came.
意思就是说, 各种条件都怎么样? 成熟了。
In other words, all the other conditions are ready.
是最佳时刻, 神的儿子就来到这里。
It's the best time, and that's when Son of God came.
那么为什么选罗马的王朝?
So why was the Roman Empire time period chosen?
因为罗马的王朝, 它是一个非常 有纪律的国家。
Because during that time period, it's a very organized and orderly country.
他们文化上是继承希腊的文化。
Their culture adopted from the Greek culture.
他们用的语言是希腊文。
Their language is Greek.
然后他们的建筑是绝对的发达。
And their architecture was most advanced.
我们中国有一句话说, 条条大路, 通罗马。
We have a word in Chinese saying that all roads lead to Rome.
那么这个条条大路, 通罗马什么意思?
And what does that mean?
因为罗马这个帝国是在人类历史中第一个交通最发达的国家。
Because the Roman Empire is the very first country in history with the most advanced roads.
你如果看罗马的版图,
And if you look at the map,
它是整个围绕着什么?
And it's surrounded by
地中海。
It's the Mediterranean.
哎, 你们的地理 应该不错吧。
You should know your geography.
地中海知道在哪里吧。
You know where the Mediterranean is, don't you? Basically, this country surrounds the Mediterranean.
那它的道路系统就遍布全国。
And its roads will spread out the entire country.
它能够把信息用快马走在这个国道上面，在几天之内能够从最远一直传到罗马的首都。
And that using these roads, they were able to transmit the newest, relay the newest messages, information from the first place to Rome in just a few days.
在古时候的社会，两千年前，没有一个国家能够像他们一样。
In those days, there were no other country like that.
我说这个对圣经有什么意义？对神的工作有什么意义
？So what does this mean in terms of God's works and His words?
有什么意义？福音可以。很快的传遍。
That means gospel can quickly spread out through the land.
如果没有罗马的道路系统，这个交通的系统，你神再打发100个保罗也没办法。
If it wasn't for the Roman transportation system, even if God sent forth 100 Paul, it's useless.
但是，当这个罗马的这个政权把这个系统建立起来的时候。福音就在头60年就已经保罗把它传遍了亚洲跟亚洲欧洲。
And before establishing this railway system, Paul had already spread the gospel to the entire Asia and Europe.
所以这是很简单的叙说这400年犹太人经过的这个六个大的阶段。
This is a very simple summary of six time periods throughout these 400 years.
所以在这个客观的环境上，不管文字，不管语言，是统一的，可以传。
So objectively, whether from seeing the various conditions, it allows the gospel to spread.
所以神在那里布局。
And so God's making ways, preparing.
那么同时你来看，在宗教方面是怎么一回事？
The thing is, if you look at the religious front,
你会发现在这个四百年里面叫做行礼如仪。
And you will see that in these 400 years that the people are
行礼如仪英文怎么翻呢？就是说每该献祭献祭。
So they're just doing everything like a ritual.
圣殿在那里。
The,
大祭司在那里。
The temple is there, the priest is there.
这些该献的祭该过的节就这么继续照章办事。
The gifts that they should offer up or the holiday they should take, they continue to observe them.
对不对？反正就是说一切就是外表你去看的话好像人民都照样过很有就是我是指犹太人都过很有宗教性的生活。
So outwardly for Israelites, they seem to have a very religious lifestyle.
然后你会发现在这四百年中间就形成了今天所谓的到今天都还非常严密的犹太教系统。
So you'll discover that in these 400 years, if they form this really close and complicated Jewish system.
那么然后你知道摩西五经犹太人叫 Pentateuch。对不对？这是摩西五经。
So the five books for Moses is called Pentateuch.
然后在那个时代，先人就会写摩西五经注释。
And then people will write these books that are annotation to his books.
叫做 Midrash.
And they call it Midrash.
英文翻译的话就是 exposition， 就是解经解摩西五经的书。
So, in other words, these books are expositions on the five books from Moses.
然后呢，后来的神学家呢，就再写书，再来解释这本书，解释这一本 Midrash.
And then there are later time, there are people who wrote more books explaining the expositions.
那个书，那一群书解释这个摩西注释的时候，这些书叫做Mishnah.
And then these books that explains the expositions are called Mishnah.
Mishnah 的意思就是拉比的教训。
Well, in other words, it means the rabbi's teachings.
然后 再过若干年以后，又有人再来起来，再来写书解释 Mishnah。
And then later there are more people come along that explain more books, wrote more books that explain the Mishnah itself.
就是拉比的教训太难了，必须要有人解释拉比的教训什么意思，就有另外一群人又写了一群书，这群书叫做Gemara。
In other words, the rabbi's teaching are too complicated, too deep, and so these people rise up to explain what their teaching is called. And these books are called Gemara.
英文翻译这个 Gemara 的意思就是 supplement.
In other words, it means supplement.
好啊，你会发现本来原版是什么？是摩西五经。
So you discover that originally started with five books from Moses.
这是神的话，大家觉得听不懂。
These are God's words, and people feel they don't understand.
所以就有圣经的学者就写了摩西五经的注释。
And so there are these scholars who wrote the expositions.
那么写了这个注释以后还是看不懂，就需要有另外一批人再写解释注释的解释，那个叫做 Mishnah 拉比的教训。
And so people find even that's hard to understand, so they need to have the Mishnah, which is the rabbi's teaching, to explain the expositions.
那等了再过多少年，这个拉比的教训还是看不懂，就另外有一批人再写一批东西。来解释拉比的教训。
And then later on, another group needs to feel the need to write something to explain the rabbi's teaching.
所以到了最后这一个层次的时候，离原版差多远了？
So from this last version iteration, how far is it away from the original books?
啊，四代，一二三四，有四代了，差那么远。
So it's been four separate layers already.
所以你就知道。神本来是在这摩西五经里面赐下613条的律法，350页写完了。
So you discovered in the original five books, God gave down 613 laws and commandments, and they only took 350 pages.
可是这些聪明的犹太人的神学家，经过400年的演绎，就把这一套东西变成523本的书，总共合定成22大巨册。
And so you discover that these Israelites now turned those books into 523 books and made them into 22 huge volumes.
到底圣经讲什么？没人知道。
And what was the original meaning? No one knows anymore.
所以这些拉比在主耶稣的时代，他们辩论的是在这个安息日。可不可以医病？可不可以走路？可不可以解鞋带？可不可以点火烧饭？可不可以拿东西？
So during the time of Jesus, what the rabbis are arguing about are small things like on Sabbath, whether you can heal, whether you can do this or that, or untie your shoes, or light the fire, etc.
你知道这个东西到今天都还很兴旺。
Even to this day, this is still ongoing.
你知道今天在耶路撒冷。
Today in Jerusalem,
不是，也是这个传统的所谓 Orthodox Jew, 就是这个正统犹太教。
So the Orthodox Jews,
他们就说了，安息日有一些事情不可以做。
They still say on Sabbath there are certain things you should not do.
对，他们拉比就说了，什么事情不可以做呢？因为犹太人就很 detail。那么到底我们现代建筑物，我们坐电梯上下。
And the rabbis list out things that you cannot do.
那么要坐电梯啊，
就
是摩天大楼啊。
For example, there in the skyscrapers, you need to ride the elevator.
你知道现在犹太人他们要问一个问题：到底我们坐电梯的时候去庆第几楼，这个算不算做工？
They start arguing when you're in the elevator and whether pressing of the buttons count as at work.
那拉比说算不可以。
And the rabbi said, yes, that is work, so you can't do that.
怎么办？那我现在如果我住十九楼，回不了家了，要走爬上去，因为一庆就是犯规了。
So what can you do? Because I live in the 19th floor, and if I press the button, then that's against the rule.
怎么办？
So what can I do?
犹太人很聪明。
They're very smart.
上有政策，下有对策。
So if there is law, there's always a way to get around it.
到了安息日那一天。
On Sabbath,
他们就叫写程式的这个 programmer,
and they asked the computer programmers,
让电梯不要人按，每一层都停。
So that the elevator will stop at every floor without pressing a button.
对，
所以不管你住哪一楼，这个电梯总会停的。
So regardless of where you live, it will always stop.
这样就解决了安息日不能够按电梯的这个问题了。
So this solved the problem of not being able to press a button.
如果举这些小的例子，你就可以知道，人钻到宗教里面去，你就会发现。就在那里钻牛角尖呢。
And I give this example to illustrate that when people are just focused on the outwardly things, they find all they're focusing on all sorts of tiny details.
那么你说基督徒会不会钻牛角尖？照钻不误。
But you say the Christian does the same thing.
我们为着薄饼吵死了。
And we constantly have argument regarding breaking of the bread.
对，有的教会说，那我们只能用一个杯一个杯来喝，所以大家都传同样一个杯，每一个人喝一口。
So some church says that we can only use one cup so that we pass around the same cup.
那就有人说这个太不卫生了，如果有那个人感冒我也要喝一口，不是我也感冒了吗？
Then people say that's not sanitary because if someone's got cold, doesn't that mean I'll get cold too if we share the same cup?
所以有的人就说那就分成小杯好了。
And so others said, why don't we use smaller cups?
是小杯不符合圣经，圣经说我们是一个饼一个杯。
So, but then others said, this is not according to the Bible because it says one cup and one bread.
所以就打死不肯变。
And so there are those that were not, is not willing to change.
那么后来就只好发汤匙好了。
And then what result is that they give everyone a teaspoon.
一个杯一人一个汤匙，就是老一瓢就这么吃。
So it's the same cup, it just passed around, and then people just scoop using their spoon and to drink from that.
所以，你就会发现有的教会是汤匙派，有的是一个杯派，有的是多杯派。
So you discover among the churches, you got the group, the teaspoon group, the one cup group, and the multi cup group.
对不对？所以。你就会发现有这些新约时代的钻牛角尖的事情。
So you discover the same thing even in New Testament time.
人失去了神当初启示的原意，而跑到了字句的死胡同里头去了。
Man forgotten the original meaning of God's words and start dwelling onto the dead ends of words.
如果我们就是播饼聚会播的最标准。但是却不能够彼此相爱，请问这个仪式又代表什么呢？
If we are able to perform the best breaking of the bread, but however we cannot love one another, what's the meaning of this?
因为主要我们擘饼纪念主，是要我们彼此相爱。
Because God wants us to break bread so that we can love one another.
是要我们省察我们有没有对不起主的地方，我们能够对付这些事情。
It is for us to examine anything which shortchange God and that we need to deal with them.
但是我们并没有活在这个灵的里头，我们是彼此相咬相吞。
But yet we did not live in the spirit.
所以，即使你擘饼擘得最好、最标准，不能够弟兄彼此相爱的话，请问这个仪式对神来讲有没有任何价值？
So even if you can perform the best breaking of the bread, if the brothers cannot have love one another, what's the meaning? There's no meaning to it.
所以你就知道，这四百年宗教的生活仍然一代传一代，好像。神在我们中间，一切都是形式大好。
So you can see in this 400 years, the outward religious ritual continues. From everything, it seems like God's still among us. Everything's just fine.
但是实际上，神一句话都不说。
But in reality, God hasn't spoken a single word.
因为神要说的都已经说过了。
Because what he would need to say, he has already said. He said already.
你如果要去好好的去寻求神的话。这个圣经都在那里。
If you want to truly look for his words, it's written right there in the Bible.
这是人的心已经没有空处可以再装得下真正明白神的话到底在讲什么。
But people's hearts are so occupied that they have no longer free space to take in what God really wanted to say.
所以这样，人凭着自己的智慧，凭着自己的聪明，在那里。一样混四百年没有事。
So men using their own wisdom, they squandered 400 years.
但是感谢神。
But praise the Lord.
神并没有因为人的悖逆，神就离开了人。
But he did not leave man because of their rebellious.
他在暗中继续做工。
And he's continued doing work behind the scenes.
那么就会发现刚刚我们读的路加福音。
And you discover in the Luke that we just read.
我今天大家读的这段圣经是在耶稣出生之前大概一两年的事情。
So this happened about one or two years before Jesus was born.
也就是说，时候马上就要到了。
In other words, time is coming.
神要把他的儿子打发到这个世界上来了。
God is about to send forth his son to this world.
几千年来，我是指新约旧约的圣经，几千年来神应许的那一个弥赛亚，终于要来了。
This Messiah, which was promised for thousands of years in the Old Testament, is finally about to come.
因为神答应过的事情，他一定要办到。
Because what God had promised, he will do.
人可能都忘记了。
Men may forget.
外邦人不用说了，连概念都没有。犹太人自己可能都已经说，哎呀，我们等了好久都没有来，大概还早嘞。
The Israelites themselves may think that we have been waiting for so long that maybe the time is, we still have more time.
但是你会发现神并没有忘记他所说过的话。
However, you discover that God did not forget what he said.
神就找一批人。
And so he find a group of people.
把他的儿子带进这一个黑暗的世界。
And to send forth his son into this dark world.
所以讲了半天才来到我的题目。
And so after all this, now we can finally come to the main topic.
我的题目叫什么？引进基督的人。
And the topic is called to guide
Usher in.
To usher in Jesus.
这个题目重要性在哪里？
And the importance of this title is,
这个重要性就是说，我们要从圣经的这一个转型的时候，从旧约转到新约，这个转型的时候，神怎么做事？
We need to focus on the transition of, how God worked during this transition period from Old Testament to New Testament.
神是独行其事呢，还是他要找人跟他配合？
Is he just working according on his own, or did he find people to
work with him? 你会发现神不是独行其事，他独行其事只有在一段时间是独行其事的，是什么时候？
And you discover he does not work alone, and he only works alone during a single time, which is
创造世界的时候。
In Genesis,
他没有问过亚当夏娃说：“我造这个牛好不好？”
And when he was creating all these animals,
我造这个小狗好不好？
He did not consult Adam and Eve.
他通通造好了，然后才造亚当的。
He created everything and then he created Adam.
但是以后，从而有人以后，你就会发现神做事不再是独行其事了。
However, ever since man come to this earth, you discover that God no longer worked on alone.
他总要找人。
He always finds people.
现在问题是找什么人？
And the question now is, what kind of people?
那我在往下走之前，我要问问大家，有兴趣被神找到的人有没有？
Are there anybody who's interested in being found by God?
有兴趣被找到的有没有？
Anyone who's
interested in being found by God? 大家都没，
there are few.
大部分人是没什么兴趣的。
So majority is not interested.
我相信，如果你扪心自问，你说我的一生在这个地上生活，什么样的人生是最有意义的呢？
So I believe that if you ask yourself, what's the lifestyle I should live on this earth that makes it the most meaningful?
我想如果你有智慧的话，
I think if you have wisdom,
你会向神说，让我的一生跟你的旨意配合。
If you have wisdom, you'll say, let my life be in accordance to your will.
那你就没有白活了。
Then you will not have lived this life in vain.
如果你的短暂的生命能够跟神做事的旨意配合的话，你这一生是最有意义的一生。
If you can live a life that is according to God's will, then your life has the most meaning.
同意吗？
Do you agree?
所以今天这篇信息就有它的重要的意义。
So this is the important theme of this message.
什么意思？
What that means is,
我们要看耶稣第一次来的时候，他找到什么人？
We want to look at when Jesus first came the first time, what kind of people was he looking for?
是引进基督的人。
What kind of people usher in Jesus?
这个有什么重要性？
So what's the importance of this? Think about this.
如果你找到答案，
if you can find the answer,
有什么意义？
What does that mean?
Think
about that.
有什么意义？
What does that mean?
耶稣还要第二次来，对不对？
And the answer is that Jesus will come a second time.
所以你就要知道，如果弥赛亚要第二次来到这个世界，神做事他的方法一不一样？
So you discover if God needs, if Jesus needs to come here, the Messiah needs to come here the second time, the way God works will be the same as the first time?
一不一样？
Will it be the same?
应该一样，因为主 昨日今日到永远是同样的。
It should be the same because God is never changing.
啊，不像我们那个东方闪电的那个姓郑的女人，她说，第二次来的时候是一个女基督。
Unlike the East Lightning cult leader who claims that the second time the Messiah coming is in the form of a woman.
生在中国的郑州河南呢。
She came from China.
郑州。
郑州 in China.
Right.所以他就自称自己是女的基督了，对不对
？So she calls herself the female Christ.
如果我们认识神的旨意，那我们就知道我们应该怎么样跟神配合。
So if we know God's will, we then will be able to know how to co-work with Him.
这样读圣经就有意思了。
Then if you read the Bible, then you'll have meaning.
你知道我们常常读圣经，觉得这个世界事情都是古时候的事情，跟我有什么关系
？We read the Bible if this are history. What has that got to do with us?
读了这些什么撒加利亚咯，什么他的老婆以利沙伯，他生不出儿子，后来生个儿子，说话。
And gave birth to. What has all this got to do with us?
对不对？你有没有把这些人跟你的生活拉上一个？Bridge, 有关系的。
But have you tried to establish a bridge between the way these people live and your own lives?
对，你不是只是读一个历史的故事，哦，有这么两个夫妇怎么样就拉倒，知道也知道，不知道也没好像没事一样。
You're not just reading a historical account of oh, there's this couple, and these are the things that happen.
不，神怎么样当年用这一批人，而且这个不是只有这一对夫妇。
And on the contrary, how he used these people during their time, and it's not only this couple.
我要每一个人在我讲下一篇道之前，请你把这个头三章好好读一读。
Before my next message, I would like to ask everyone to read the first three chapters of Luke.
你帮我记得，下一次我讲道的时候，问多少人读了路加福音头三章。
So next time I'll ask how many people have read the first three chapters of Luke.
如果没有超过半数读的话，我就下台不讲了。
If there's not more than half, then I'll just walk off the stage.
Okay, help me remember. 我要问问，下次我讲这篇道的时候，有多少人把路加福音三章头三章给我读起码三遍？
Next time when I preach on this message again, I want to see people read these three chapters at least three times.
三章圣经而已哦，我不是让你读三本圣经啊。
It's only three chapters.
三章读三遍。
I'd like to see everyone to read these three chapters three times.
然后我来讲，你就有印象，到底这里面在讲什么。
And then when I preach this message, then you'll know what I'm talking about.
答应不答应？
Would you agree?
那行，我们看吧。
So we'll see.
这个声音是很大，很不错的。
So we have a loud response. We'll see.
我们要来看，在这头三章圣经里面，神找到哪一些人
？I want to see in these first three chapters what kind of people God looked after.
来干嘛
？Try to find. And what did He want them to do?
把他的儿子带进来。
Is that He want them to usher in His son?
因为刚刚我们读的时候不是说的吗？
Because we just read,
啊，他要找什么？
He wants to find,
啊，他要找到一个人能够为神预备一批百姓，有没有
？He wants to find
一章十七节
，a person who can prepare a group of people for God, ready a people prepare for the Lord.
这个人是预备何用的百姓
？It's to ready people who are.Usable to God.
什么叫做合用的百姓
？What does it mean, people who are ready, prepared?
就是，哎，请问你我开个公司，你能在路上随便找两个阿狗阿猫就进来帮你干活
？So what does that mean? So for example, like if you and I or we open a business, do we just find random people from the street to help us?
不然我们没有人这样干的。
I don't think none of us will do that.
如果你这样干的话，你是天下最糟糕的 manager.
If you do this, you're the worst manager in the world.
你一定去找一个你信得过的人。
You'll find someone who you trust.
能够听你的话的人。
Someone who will listen to you.
而且能够照着你的事去做，去有能力去执行的人，对不对
？Have the ability to execute what you wanted to do.
这是每一个人都会的，都懂的一个道理。
So this is a knowledge everyone understands.
同样，神要把他儿子引进来。
In the same way, in order for God to usher in His Son,
他必须找到这里说的 合用的百姓。
You must find people who are qualified.
那我要让大家读这三章以后，你来告诉我，总共找了几个人。
So after reading these three chapters, I want you to tell me how many people he found.
几个人？
How many people?
什么样的人？
What kind of people?
你会发现，神并不要太多。
You discover that he doesn't need that much.
他只要找到几个人能够跟他合拍，神就做事了。
He only needs a few people who can work with him, and then he'll begin his work.
你要去把他找出来，然后找找比较比较这几个人有什么特点。
And you need to find these people and then compare what are their characteristics.
如果你能够把他找出来，发现他的特点在哪里。
If you can find these people and discover their characteristics.
那马上一个很合理的一个下一步是什么呢？
And the next logical step is.
我们自然而然就问主啊，你第二次回来能够找到什么同样的人吗？
And the logical next question to ask is, Lord, on your second coming, were you able to find the same people with these characteristics?
因为主第二次回来，我们都相信啊。
Because we all believe that he will come the second time.
就跟在那个时候，主耶稣第一次来之前，所有的犹太人都知道，上帝曾经答应过我们犹太人要给一个什么弥赛亚。
Just the same way that Israelites believe that in the Old Testament that God had promised to give a Messiah.
知道要神给犹太人弥赛亚是所有犹太人都知道的事实。
Every Jew knows that this take this as a truth that God will give him a Messiah.
但是弥赛亚能够来是跟有没有合用的百姓有关系的。
But however, in order for the Messiah to come, it has it all has to do with whether he can find people who he can use.
知道是大家都知道。
Everybody knows this.
但是不是大家都预备好愿意成为引进基督的器皿。
However, not everyone is ready to be prepared to become the vessel to usher in Jesus.
听懂了没有？
Understand?
Got it? 哎呀，我看很多人还要猛查查。
Seems like still many people are still confused.
因为这是关键问题啊。
Because this is a key.
因为对我们基督徒今天在二十一世纪来讲
For Christians in the 21st century
我们跟主第二次回来就在门口了
Lord's second coming is right outside the door
就在门口这句话是我发明的还是圣经讲的
So did I invented this phrase or was this in the Bible
哪节圣经讲就在门口
Which chapter said that he's outside the door
马太二十四章
Book of Matthew chapter 24
当你看无花果树发嫩长叶的时候你们就知道夏天近了
If you see the fig tree is bearing blossom flowers blossoming then you know that the summer is coming
那你也就知道人子已经在门口了
you know, Then you know the sun is also outside the door
无花果是指着犹太人说
fig tree, The fig tree represented the nation of Israel
无花果树是被咒诅过的
The fig tree was cursed once
枯了死了亡国了
It dried up and it died And the country was destroyed
耶稣说有一天你们看见那个枯掉的无花果树忽然间又活了
But Jesus said one day you'll see that the dried up fig tree will once again relive
那是一个 sign 夏天近了
That's a sign that summer is approaching.
人子就已经在门口。
That the Son of Man is also outside the door.
所以意思就是说，如果一个人已经到了门口了，是吧？意思就是说，在几步路就怎么样，到了。
So what that means is that if the man is outside the door, there's a few more steps and he's here.
他需要什么
？And what does he need?
合用的百姓。
People who are prepared for him.
Are you?
Are you prepared for him?
你准备好了没有?
Are you prepared?
你能不能够在神的面前说神啊用我像你当年用以利沙伯用撒加利亚这些人一样
Can you say that God used me the same way that you used Elizabeth or Zechariah?
懂吗?
Do you understand?
所以跟你跟我跟神整个的旨意有绝对的关系。
So this has most the biggest relate to our relationship with our God.
这个不是理论值的问题，是真实要实行的问题。
This is not just philosophy. This is something that we need to act.
No, no, philosophy.
No,
no,
no
theory.
No, this is not theory, but it's something we need to act out on.
对，所以神让我这些日子在这里一篇一篇把这些信息讲给大家听。
So God wanted me to share this message one by one with you.
我不是讲空的理论了。
I'm not just talking about theories.
我每一篇信息都是我们实际可以行的。
Every message is something that we can do.
所以你们要注意听，要注意去做。
So listen carefully and do it.
否则的话，我们会 miss out， 我们会整个就是错过这个班车。
Otherwise, we will all miss out.
这是最大的不幸。
And this would be the most unfortunate thing.
我们每天信息传出来，我们有相应的反应。
I hope that every message I speak that we will have the proper response.
这是开一个头。
So this is the beginning I want to make.
求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
刚刚你们答应我什么事？
Agree to.
啊？什么书啊？不是马太福音啊。
What book? It's not Book of Matthew.
啊？好，记得了哈。
It's the Book of Luke.
我下一次什么时候讲到你们也不知道。
Next time when I give a message, you won't know.
但是我会在台上问这个问题。
But however, I will ask this question.
我们低头祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
发出亮光。
When your words are revealed, it will shine.
主啊，愿你的话不单单是光对我们。
May your words not only be light to us,
更是我们的生命。
But also our life.
我们的食物。
And our food.
我们能够照着你的话去行。
So that we may do according to your words.
主啊，求你给我们一个急迫的心。
Lord, may you give us this earning heart.
因为现今的时代邪恶。
Because this world is truly evil.
有很多的人跌倒了。
There are many people who have fallen.
主啊，如果我们不警醒，我们也有一天要跌倒。
If we are not alert, one day we will fall as well.
主啊，那你回来的日子岂不要延后了吗？
But then that means your day of second coming will have to be delayed.
时候已经近了。
But Lord, the time is near.
在时候满足的时候，一切都要出现。
And before the time is fulfilled, that everything will appear.
预备我们，预备你的教会。
Lord, prepare us, prepare your church.
让我们不再在那里闲站。
So that we may just standing around.
让我们乃是与你配合的人。
So may we be someone who can work with you.
像伊丽莎白，像撒加利亚，
just like Elizabeth and Zechariah，
让我们在你面前能够做一个忠心的人，
so that we may stand before you be a faithful person，
让我们能够做一个敬畏神、照神的话去生活的人。
May we be someone who is fearful of God and to live according to His words。
听我们的祷告。
Please hear our prayers。
奉主耶稣的名。
Pray this in Jesus' name。
阿门。